presented it to her husband. Nothing happened. But the minute Adam bit into the fruit, that's when things begin to happen. That's when the lion begin to rebel. That's when the flowers begin to die. That's when everything begin to crumble around. Hallelujah. Man took a fall. And the Bible said, and we still talking about now unto him that is able. I'm getting with somewhere. Come on. That's when things happen. When Adam bit into the fruit. Come on here. That's when sin crept in, because he was told from the beginning what to do. You can touch every tree in the garden, but the one in the middle, do not touch or eat from this tree. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Adam ate from that tree. And then that's when sin crept in and Adam went and hid himself. Praise our God. See, God will always want to commune with us. He came in the cool of the day down to talk with Adam. I'm getting somewhere. I know we still now unto him that is able. Come on. Hallelujah. Adam took a fall. Adam took a fall. Yes, he did. So he came in the middle of the garden to talk with Adam like he always did. But this particular day, he came down to talk with Adam, and Adam was not nowhere in the spot. He was not in the spot. He was not in the usually spot. He was out of place. Uh-oh. Come on. See, we out of place because we don't forgot God is able. We out of place. We're walking in another place here. We out of place. Because God is able. So here it comes. And Adam, he came looking for Adam. And he called Adam. Adam, where art thou? Where art thou, Adam? Come on. Come on. Because he was so used to coming down in the cool of the day to talk to Adam in the particular spot. We got to meet God. We got to meet God. Come on here. Hallelujah. And Adam was nowhere to be found in that spot. Adam answered. Hallelujah. Adam was hid. He said, why? You're hid. Come on. He said, because I'm naked. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that God wasn't able? Who told you that God couldn't bring you out? Who told you that God couldn't deliver you? Who told you that God cannot save you? Who told you that this is too hard for God? Who have bewitched you that you don't obey the truth? Who told you that God is not who he say he is? Who told you this? Come on. Adam took a fall. Come on. That's what I said. Man was never to fall. So what he did was, after Adam took the fall and the consequences that caused behind this, Adam, it caused us to take the fall. But guess what happened? Here we come. This is why I was coming back now unto him. He said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man back. Uh-oh, because it was never designed for us to fall. That I may go back, that I may go down and redeem man and bring them back to you. So we notice his body was prepared. His body, he came through 42 generations. He came through a virgin. And we know he came. He went through all of that. He saved his people. And he put us back. He established us back. This is where I'm going. He established us back after we accept him as our personal savior. He established us back and put us back into the place that we now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. He saved us from falling into the pits, into the hands of the enemy. Uh-oh. Apostle, you're teaching real good. He saved us. He redeemed us. Gave us our, in other words, ask me what I'm saying so I can tell you. I'm so glad you asked me. In other words, he reinstated us. Oh, my God. He reinstated us, Minister Sonia. He reinstated us. Come on. He gave us our rights back. Come on. To believe him. To receive him as our personal savior. He reinstated us. Glory to God. So that's why I say now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. Come on here. Now unto him who is able to do what? Present us faultless. Come on. There is no fault in us. The enemy, what the enemy meant for bad, what the enemy meant for your bad, You better say it in the apostle. What the enemy made meant for your bad, all the tricks, all the conniving and scheming that the enemy have tried to do against you, what the enemy meant for bad, here come the Elohim. Here come the El Shaddai. Come on. Here comes Jehovah Jireh. Oh, we could call him. We could say what he got many names. But here comes Jesus. Hallelujah. To reinstate you. Come on here. To pick you up from the fall. This is why he's able. Come on. Oh, this is real good in here. This is why he's able to keep you from falling. Hold up, young man. Hold up, middle-aged woman. Hold up out there. You want to give up. You want to give out. You want to give in. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, don't you commit suicide. Don't you commit spiritual suicide. Come on. Don't you commit. Hallelujah. Because you're going through. Don't commit to that thing. God is able to bring you out. Don't you take them pills. Hallelujah. Don't you take them pills. Don't you drive over that cliff. Come on. Because God is able. No, don't you do this. Hear ye. Me, hear ye the word of the Lord coming through my mouth, through this microphone, and through this disciples audience. Don't you go in that room and lay down, hallelujah, and say, I can't make it no more. Hold on, because God, come on, Minister Saint, this is it. Hold on, because God is able to bring you out. Some of you going through bereavement hour, and you feel like you can't make it now because you don't lost a loved one. Hold on. God is able. He's able. You may be crying now, but joy coming in the morning. You may be crying now. Come on. You may be going through it right now, but come on. God is able to do it. Hold on. Hold on. He's able. He's going to bring you out. Hold on. He's able. He's going to deliver you. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let me go get some more witnesses here. I got plenty of time here. Remember? The Bible says when Daniel them, hallelujah, they built, they were said that they was going to have to bow. They was going to have to bow at the sound of the harp to worship the golden image. But Daniel them said this before they got into this place. You got to make up in your mind while you're going through, before you get in the point to go through, that I'm going to stand. Daniel, the Hebrew boy said this. If God don't deliver us, we know he's able. God bless you, Evangelist Catherine. We know he's able. If God don't do this, this is what they said before they went into the fiery furnace. If God don't deliver us, we know he's able. What is the topic this morning? Hallelujah. Where did you come from? You're probably just tuning in. We came from the book of Jude. Come on. Now unto him. Now unto him who's able to do what? Keep me from falling. Come on here. And present me faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Be dominant. His now, power, and forevermore. God got the power. He's giving it to you as a son. He's giving it to you as a daughter. He's giving it to you as a believer. You got it. You can make it through this. It's nothing that we're going through. I'm talking to the people of God, and I'm talking to those that are going through that will become the sons of God, become daughters of God. Hallelujah. Those that will repent and take him as your personal savior. There is nothing that you're going through right now that God cannot bring you out of, and you will not fall. Uh-oh. What you saying, Apostle? Why are you saying it like that? Because that's what the words say. If we're going to read this word, we better put it into action, and we better believe what he said. This ain't just something to make you feel good. This ain't just something that I'm doing because I just want to pass some time by. No, this word is what it says. And it'll do what it says it'll do if we believe it. Come on, have you ever been in a situation? Do I have any believers out there? Have you ever been in a situation and you didn't know what to do, but you went in prayer You went in prayer and your spirit man began to pray. Praise God. When you went in, you didn't feel like that. But when you went in prayer and you acknowledged God, and when you came out of prayer, how many of you got the results that God is able? He's able to do it. All you got to do is believe God. All you got to do is take God at his word. The centurion man said this. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but all I want you to do is speak the word. Only God is able today to bring you out. Oh, my God. My time is coming up for open up for the phone lines. God is able to bring you out. God can bring you out. I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines. I want you to come on strong. Come on. Some of you are going through some stuff. Enemy tell you you're not coming out, but you got to know God is able. Phone lines are open right now. The engineer just came in to open up the phone lines. 632-1000. I'm still going to be talking while you're calling in. Come on. 632-1000. Erica, 321 632-1000. God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through this. Don't let the enemy tell you that there's no way out. Don't let the enemy tell you that you've been in this so long and you're not coming out. God is able to bring you out. God is able to keep you from falling. Yes, he is. And to present you faultless. People look at you. People hold things against you. Come on. But God, the God we serve, he is able. Hallelujah. He's the only one that I know that can bring you through. God bless your heart. Our prophets gathers for putting the number up. God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through. God is able. Come on, Pastor Ballard. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. I've seen God do too many things, too many miracles to doubt God now, because he's able, hallelujah, to turn things around. Come on, hallelujah. You're not up under so much stress. Come on. Yes, it may be there, but you're not up on so much stress that God cannot find you and bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, if you're going to be stressed out, stretch your hands up and give God the praise, the glory from bringing you out, bringing you through. Let not your heart be troubled. Come on. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Because he said, well, in my Father's house is many mansions. That's something. Mansions in a house. Come on. You know God is able today to bring you out. Phone lines are open. If you call in for prayer, they're open for you today. Say, Apostle, pray for me because I'm in a situation. And it don't look like I'm coming out. Whatever your case may be, I come to tell you God is able. Eric code 321-632-1000. Can I get a witness out here today? Praise our God. Hallelujah. Pastor Ballard, you could call in. You could say something. Come on. Hallelujah. God is able. He's able to do it. He's able to bring you out. Come on. Those some people, we've been in situations. Our back has been up against the wall. Come on. Many have walked through difficult circumstances and situations in their life. But we begin to pray to our God, and he brought us out. He delivered you. He has set you free because he's able. Come on. Hallelujah. Allow God to do it. Ask him. Hallelujah. Because he wants to reinstate you. Come on. Hallelujah. He wants to bring you back because he's able. He's able to do it according to the scripture that we just read right here in the book of Jude. Now unto him. Now, right now, unto him. Hallelujah. Who is able to keep you from falling. Who is able, hallelujah, and to do what? Not only keep you and to present you faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. These phone lines are open. These phone lines are opening right now for you. Come on, because God is able. Come on, he's able to do it. All you just need to do is believe. All you need to do is ask. Come on. All you need to do is knock. All you need to do is seek, because he's able to do it. If you open the door, he's able to come in, hallelujah, and consult with you, and you consult with him. All you got to do, if you ask, come on, he's able to give you what you ask for. He's able to do what you say and ask him to do. He's able to do it. God can do it. Do I have any believers? Will you believe God? Will you believe God? You say, Apostle, I'm not saved. I don't know. I don't know how to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Again, I'll say this. Calling you on the prayer line, God is able. Come on.
Prayer.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor, prayer, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller calling in right now for prayer. We thank you now, God. We know you're able to turn every situation around. We know that you can fix it right now in every area in his life because you're able to do it right now in the name of Jesus. I come against everything in the prince of that Persia, that air that's trying to come against him right now. And I bring it down into captivity right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak peace to it right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. According to your word, God. Now unto him that is able to keep him from falling. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Any way I can get a recording of your message?
Yes. Yes. You could call me afterwards on a different line. Area code 321-576-8249.
Okay.
Call me on a different
line. Thank you.
Okay. And I'll get it to you. Bless you. Mm-hmm. God is able. God is able to do this. He's able to do this without a shadow of a doubt. Just hold on, my brother. Like I said, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you don't have to write a letter. We don't have to go and look it over and study it and then come back with an answer. No. If you believe in your heart and confess Jesus Christ with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. Come on. You don't have to belong to some sorority. Come on, be a part of sorority. You could just come and accept him just like that because he's able to do what? Turn you around. He's able to pick you up. He's able to plant your feet on solid ground. He's able to give you a brand new way to walk, a brand new way to live. Come on, a brand new way to talk. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. The phone lines are open. Just because I'm talking, you're still able to call in. You got some time. You could call in, request for prayer, like this caller just did. Request for prayer, and God will set you free. God will bring you out. He will bring you out of whatever you're in. Come on. You don't have to stay there. Because the God we serve is able to bring you out. Come on. He's able to bring you out. He's able to do what? All things. All things. As Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that what strengthens me. Hallelujah. Because he's able to do it. He's able to bring you out, my brother. He's able to bring you out, my sister. He's able to keep you in perfect peace, my brother. He's able to keep you in perfect peace. Come on. Calling you on the prayer line. God is able.
Yes, I would like to have prayer, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now on the behalf of this young lady right now. God, touch her in every area of her life, in every situation that concerns her, God. Bring her out, bring her through, bring her over and cross in the name of Jesus. And we command the prince of Persia, Satan, to loose in the name of Jesus, everything that belongs to her. And we speak now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Call you again. You're on the prayer line. Hallelujah. Call. You still got time. As I was saying, as I'm talking, you still got a few minutes as these callers have called in and request for prayer. Men ought to always pray and faint not, by the way, because God is able to do it. He's able to do it, my friend. He's able to do it. Come on. If you just believe him, believe that he's able, you must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Come on. God going to bring you out because he's able. God going to do this because he's able. Come on. Hallelujah. God want to do it. He wants to prove himself. God want to do it. He wants to do it. Hallelujah. Can you believe God? Will you believe God? Hallelujah. Will you allow God to do it? Come on. A lot of people have been so in a situation. Come on, in situations, and they've been there so long, and they think God can't bring them out. They think God don't hear them. They think God keeping them. But I come to tell you, hallelujah, that God is able to bring you out. Come on, Martin. God is able to bring you through it. God will bring you through it. Only trust him. Trust him. A lot of people trying to trace him, but you got to trust him when you can't trace him. Hallelujah. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to trace you, then that'll make me trust you. No. Trust him when you don't see it, when you don't feel it, but knowing that God is able. I know he's able. I believe he's able to what? To keep me. Come on. He's able to do it. Do you believe it today? Caller, the lines are open. The lines are open. You got a few more minutes. Come on. You can call in. Thank God for those that have called in. Request for prayer. Thank God for them calling in. Come on. You might be another one. Need to call in and say, Pastor, I'm requesting for prayer. I want God to do what he said he can do. He's able to do what? Keep me. He's able to keep me from falling in the midst of what I'm in. I would not look to the left. I would not look to the right. But I'll hold on to the horns of the altar. I'll hold on to his word. I'll stand on his word because I know he's able. He's able to do it. Mary, he's able to do it. Hallelujah. He's able to do it. Again, Pastor Ballard, God bless you. He's able to do it. I know he can do it, Sister Inell. I know he can do it. Why? Because I know he's able to keep us in the midst of what we're in. He's able to do it. The enemy don't have no power. He don't have no authority. He's a bluff. He's a bluff. You say, oh, I'm not going to say that about the enemy. Yes, he's a bluff. He come and do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And guess what? God is able to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Do you believe it? Come on, will you allow him to do it? Come on, callers, we got a few more minutes. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Yes, I would like to have a prayer for my children's mother. She's fighting an addiction. I got her in a program right now, so I just want a prayer that she stay focused and stay strong, please, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we send the word right now because you're able, you're omnipresent. We send the word right now to this caller request. And even now, God, deal with her where she's at, Father God. Only you can reach the areas that nobody can reach. And we command this spirit right now to loose her and set her free because you're able to do it right now in the name of Jesus. Not only, God, for her, work on him, Father. Do in it for him, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is able. Come on. God bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. See, this is what I'm talking about. You got to believe God. He's able. 1 minute. We got 1 minute for these callers. Will you be the last one? 1 minute. I don't know who you are. Come on. God is able to do it. He's able to turn it around. He's able to turn it around. Hallelujah. Not only is he able to turn it around, he's able to turn it around and keep it turned because God is able. Do you believe God? Come on. We got 1 minute for callers. 1 minute. 1 minute left for the callers that will call in. Who will be that caller? The apostle, again, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray for me and touch and agree with me because I know God is able to do whatever you ask him to do, whatever you need him to do. Hallelujah. He can do it. His name is what it is. It's all power in his hands. It's power in the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Listen, I know I had to get up every Monday and leave this station when I'm here. I had to get up every Friday when I'm here, get up and leave this station. But one thing about Jesus, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be there with you in the time of trouble. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. That's what one translation says. He's help. God is your help today. He's your peace because he's able to do what? Turn things around. Call us. That ends for the callers. If you're calling in right now, you'll not be able to get me. I mean, that's the end for the callers. So I just want you to know, if you were trying to call in and you don't get me, it's the end for the callers for Monday, for this time right now. But I want to encourage you, those of you have been on, those of you that are on right now, I want you to continue to hold on to the horns of the altar. I want you to continue to know that God is able to do a sin above all we think or ask, because he's able. Come on. This is what you say this week. God is able. Again, listen again. Tonight, starting tonight, we will be with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. Down in Melbourne, 1500 Florida Avenue. Come on. Hallelujah. Miracle Revival Deliverance Center. We will be with her all this week, starting tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to be something. Those of you that hear her on Thursdays when she come on, oh, my God, 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes left. I want you to come over to this revival. Come out to this revival tonight, starting tonight. I want you to see the hand of God. I want you to come expecting, believing God. Hallelujah. Bring them from the north, east, south, and west, and watch God deliver. Watch God heal. Watch God bring them out again. Where's the revival at? I'm so glad you asked. 1500 Florida Avenue, right there in the city of Melbourne in Palm Bay. Come on. You can just walk right into another one, and you'll be right there. Come on. It's a skip and a hop. Some of you live right next door to the church. You can just walk next door. Come on. Some of you can ride your bicycle. Well, some of you can ride your skates. Come on. Hallelujah. Catch an Uber. Girl, you say, well, I need to ride back. Somebody will bring you back home. Just get there and watch God, because he is going to be able. He will be able tonight, tomorrow night, and all this week. He's able to do it. Got 1 minute left. I got to get on off this radio station. Come on. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Hold your head up high. I'm looking to see you in the place this week. In the move of God. Hallelujah. I want you to be there. Just be there. It's my prayer. Look to see you in the move of God. My time is come and gone until Friday, same station, same time, 9 to 10. We'll be right here. It's about time for your miracle. Why? Because God is able.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.